Hi, welcome to the EEV blog, an electronics engineering video blog of interest to anyone involved in electronics design. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Hi, it's time for another stream of consciousness drive time rant. Now, what this one's going to be about is my, well, not only my latest blog about the digital multimeter, yet another epic blog at 52 minutes. I broke my previous record. Sorry about that. I do get carried away. It was supposed to be a very quick guide to what to look for in buying a digital multimeter, but well, it turns out there were quite a lot of things to talk about there. So that's just the way it worked out. Anyway, what happens with usually what always happens with these? I guess you could call it was sort of like a tutorial blog, I guess, not a theory one, but still, about multimeters. What I get after every one of these episodes is a bunch of emails, as well as comments and stuff on YouTube and on the EEVblog.com site and the forum, which I don't mind, but I get these personal emails from people. In this case, the multimeter one, you know, I got like half a dozen emails from people saying, oh, well, I don't agree with you on this and that, and why didn't you cover this thing and that thing, and, you know, you didn't use the correct terminology that users should know about MOV devices, and they should know about the advantages of the bench multimeters and accuracy and all sorts of stuff like that. Quality of the range switches I missed out on. I didn't mention bar graphs. I didn't mention this. I didn't mention that. And well, geez, if you're going to send me an email, if you're going to send me an email about what stuff I didn't put in the blog, then well, really don't bother. Because what do you expect me to do? Do you expect me to actually recall it and film another one and put stuff in there? No, that's not really possible. So honestly, if you're gonna just email me and tell me that I should have covered this and this, then really don't bother. Unless you've got an idea for another entire blog, then that's fine. But really, you know, I don't want to hear about it. And I also generally don't want to hear about that you don't agree with me. I mean, you know, if you don't agree with me, then write it in the comments section of either the YouTube videos, even though the comment system there is shit, or write it on the user forum on evblog.com, or write it on the comments section on the individual post on my blog site. That's what the comment system is there for. There's no point telling me that you don't agree with me, because really, quite frankly, I don't care. It's my blog, it's my opinion, and well, if you have a different opinion, then that's fine. I'll happily listen to you, but I'm not gonna debate you one-on-one via email about it. Really, it's not worth my time. Go and write it on the comments section, and I may actually reply, or other people can reply, and then we can start a big whole argument and flame war, which I love. It's good fun debating the relative merits of things. And well, you know, just think about and also think about what actually I put into filming the blog, what effort I put into. The effort I put into filming the blog and preparing it and scripting it is essentially zero. As I have always said from day one on my site, it's an off-the-cuff blog. If I forget something, or I get something wrong, or I don't mention something, or I make a little mistake here or there, it's because I either haven't thought about it, it didn't pop into my head at that instant that I was filming the episode, or you know, I make genuine mistakes too, and I'm certainly happy to be corrected. I always stand to be corrected on all of my blogs. So if you find a gross technical error in the blog, please email me and point it out, and I'll either try and make a correction to the blog. But I can't change the video, okay? I cannot actually go back in and refilm it and re-edit it and re-upload it, because then I lose all of my, then the links no longer work. If people have linked to the video, it resets the view count, and it screws up the order of the posts, and it just generally screws up everything. So I can't go back. Once I've uploaded that video, I generally can't or won't go back and refilm it to fix little minor things. If there's something absolutely, you know, absolutely horribly wrong, I will have to do it, but otherwise, no. It's publish and be damned, really, because that's how I've realized as a video blogger, especially an off-the-cuff, no-script video blogger, that's how I've really got to work. I've got to publish and be damned. Now, that 52-minute video on the multimeters I just filmed, I haven't actually watched that entire thing, and I don't know if I'll ever get around to watching the entire thing. Even when I'm actually editing the video, it just takes too darn long. When I'm trimming each clip, I don't necessarily watch each clip and analyze it and make sure I've said the right thing, because that would take two or three times longer than it currently does. And that blog already took, I don't know, God knows what, 2 hours to film or something, and hour and a half, 2 hours to film, and then editing took for ages. And then I'm not gonna, when it's all rendered and finished, I'm not gonna sit there and watch it all through and then go, oh, I should have explained that a bit better or whatever. It's just crazy. So don't expect me to do that. So if you're gonna send me an email and say that you don't that I missed something, seriously, don't bother. It's not worth the effort. Now, I came up with a new slogan for the blog. Let me know if you like it. I've already put it up there on the site, and the slogan is no script, no fear, all opinion. And I think that's pretty much what my blog is. There's no script. I sit down in front of the camera, and whatever comes into my head makes it onto the video. If it doesn't come into my head, it doesn't make it on there. And so, you know, I can't possibly, unless I script it and think about everything I do beforehand, I'm not possibly going to be able to cover everything. Now, some people complain that, you know, oh, that formula I gave. There was a couple of people who pointed out that, oh, the formula doesn't always work for the accuracy of a multimeter. Well, of course it doesn't. I probably should have explained it better. Sorry, you know. But in the heat of the moment, that's what came out. Now, you know, if you buy an electrician's multimeter, you know, it doesn't need to follow that formula. You know, because you don't need, you know, a super duper accurate meter for electrician's use. 1% is fine, and you might still get 6,000 counts, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's horses for courses, as always. So really, you know, just be mindful of that, the fact that I've got no script, and it's the first thing that comes to my mind. And quite frankly, if you think that you can do better, then by all means, go ahead and do it. Film your own blog, post a video response. And you know, that generally shuts people up when I actually tell them to go do that, because you know, it really is, I think it's actually quite hard what I'm actually doing, and really, I take a big chance every time I publish something, because I haven't thoroughly vetted it and watched the video to make sure that everything's 100% correct. So I'm going to screw up, you know, quite often. I'm going to forget a lot of stuff, and things aren't going to be in the right order. They're not going to be explained as well as they should. So anyway, what can I do but publish and be damned?